Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Looking South, ICRT's exclusive look at the central government's new southbound policy. I'm Eric Gao, and with me on the air today is Director General Hong Zhongqiu of the Council of Agriculture's Department of International Affairs. Director General, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you.
Director General, just to start us off, what role does agriculture play in the new southbound policy?
Yes. In my personal opinion, I think agriculture always plays a very important role in the new southbound policy. And agriculture always is a very important element to this policy. And I think Taiwan has rich experience almost for every stage of agricultural development. So we can share the experience with the southbound country.
What can Taiwan share with other countries in Southeast Asia, and what can Taiwan learn from those countries in turn when it comes to agriculture?
Actually, most of the new southbound countries have similar weather conditions and agricultural products like in Taiwan. So we still export many high-quality agricultural products to those countries, such as tuna, flour, and processed food. I think Taiwan's agricultural export highly depends on the market of mainland China and the USA and Japan, so we can create the new market from this country.
Could you tell us what agricultural cooperation or agricultural exchange products that Taiwan has been conducting with these countries, and how have these projects grown since the policy was first implemented about 2 years ago?
I would like to share one example, which is the Taiwan-Indonesia agricultural demonstration. I think that is a good example because we share our cultivar and processing technology and marketing system with those countries.
And what benefits have these cooperation projects brought both to people here in Taiwan and to people in our regional neighbors?
Let me give one example of the cooperation between Council of Agriculture and Taiwan International Cooperation and Development Fund in the north of Thailand. We wish to make a contribution to developing the much-needed science and technology for global society. So we can cooperate with ICDF and IRIA, International Rice Research Institute, to create the sustainable and long-term basis and look for more partners.
And how would you like to see agricultural cooperation expand in the future to, you know, further boost international interaction and exchanges between Taiwan and our partner countries in Southeast Asia?
Okay. And for Taiwan and its new southbound partner country, agricultural development and farmers' welfare are significantly important. And that's why we conduct projects to exchange experience in many areas of agriculture. We believe that through agricultural cooperation and the agricultural and trade relationship between Taiwan and the new southbound partner will be further enhanced.
Director General, before we go, do you have any final thoughts that you'd like to share with our listeners?
As the agriculture is very important, and it could be the fountain to the people. So maybe we can keep cooperation with the Southeast country, and we enhance the farmers' income, and we enhance and improve the life standard. That is our goal.
You've been speaking with Council of Agriculture, Department of International Affairs Director General Hong Zhongqiu. Mr. Hong, thank you for taking the time to share all this with us today.
Okay, thank you.
And that's it for today's installment of Looking South. For this and past episodes of the series, go to the podcast section of the ITRT website or search for the Looking South blog. I'm Eric Gao, and we will see you here again next week.